Tach Bikor Parabez, Mishnah Chet, Kor Yesh Bodrachim Shava Lechaya, Yesh Bodrachim Shava Libbehema. A Kaya in some ways is similar to a Chaya. Regarding some dinim, it has the same din as a Chaya, as a wild animal. While regarding other dinim, a Kaya would have the same din as a Behema, as a domesticated animal. As it wasn't clear to the Chachamim whether a Kaya is a Behema or a Chaya. Now, some say a Kaya comes from the crossbreeding of a goat and a doe, while others say a Kaya is a Beria B'Fei Asmohim. It's its own species. It's some kind of wild ram. Just it's not clear whether it's a Chaya or a Behema. So therefore, regarding some dinim, it has a din of the Chaya, while regarding other dinim, it has a din of a Behema. The eighth Bodrachim Shava La Behema Vila Chaya, the eighth Bodrachim Sheino Shava Lola Behema Vila La Chaya. Regarding some dinim, it's similar to both the Behema and a Chaya, while regarding other dinim, it's not similar to Behema nor to a Chaya. Sachas Bikorim Parabez Mishnah Tet Ketzat Shava La Chaya. Regarding which dinim is a kite similar to a chaya, he said in the previous mission that a kite is a type of animal that is not clear whether it's a chaya or a behemoth. So therefore, regarding some dinim, it has the din of a chaya, while regarding other dinim, it has the din of a behemoth. The mission asked, regarding which dinim is a kite similar to a chaya? Damo ton kisui kidam chaya. Its blood requires covering like the blood of a chaya. As the din is that somebody who shechts a chaya or an o, he has to cover the blood from the shechita. And a kai is a suffix, whether it's a chaya or a behema. So therefore, me suffix, you have to cover the blood, because maybe it has a din of a chaya, which requires the covering of the blood. The ain't shochtin oso b'yantim. You're not allowed to shecht a kai on yantim. The imshachto ain mechasin es domo. And if you did go ahead and shecht the kai on yantim, you're not allowed to cover the blood. Now, even though you're allowed to shecht an animal on yantim, as malachos that are required for ochel nefesh are mutter on yantim. But a kai cannot be shechted on yantim. Because even though when you shecht a kai on yantim, you're allowed to go ahead and cover the blood if you set aside some ash for that purpose before yantim. But that's because the ash that you set aside before yantim is not muksa, since you had in mind to use it to cover the blood. But that's only for a regular animal, but not for a kai. The kai is a suffix whether you're mechuyev to cover the blood or not. So when you set aside the ash before yantiv to use it for the purpose of covering the blood on yantiv, you didn't have the kai in mind. So regarding the blood of the kai, the ash that you're going to use to cover the blood would be regarded as muksa, and you would not be allowed to move it for that purpose. So therefore, you're not allowed to shecht the kai on yantiv, because you would not be allowed to cover the blood, since the ash or the dirt that you set aside would be muksa. And if you did go ahead and shecht the kai on yantiv, you're not allowed to cover the blood for the reason that we said, that the ash that you set aside for that purpose is muksa regarding the blood of a kai. The chalva matami betumas nevela kechaya betumaso besopet. The chela, the fat of a kai, would be tame the tumah of nevela just like a chaya, but that tumah would be a sopet. As the chela of a behema, the chela of a domestic animal is tahar, while the chela of a chaya is tame, just like the nevela, just like the rest of the basar of the chaya. An animal that died without shechita is tame tumas nevela. It has a tumah of an nevela. Now, regarding a behema, the tumah of the nevela would not include the chela. The chela is tar. But regarding a chaya, the tumah of the nevela would include also the chela. So therefore, the chela of a kai would also be tame, since possibly a kai had a din of a chaya, so the chela would be tame. But that tumah would be a suffix, as we don't know for sure that a kai had a din of a chaya. The impotem bo peter chamor, and the final din that a kai is similar to a chaya is that you cannot use a kai to redeem a firstborn donkey. As the din is that a firstborn donkey has to be redeemed. As the Torah says, the peter chamor tifted the set. A firstborn donkey should be redeemed with a set. So therefore, a kai cannot be used, as we don't know if a kai is a set or a tzvi. Maybe it has a din of a set lamb, but maybe it has a din of a tzvi, a deer. And a deer can't be used to redeem a peter chamor, for since it's a suffix, you cannot use a kai to redeem a firstborn donkey.